Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, "It's Manami Amar Am Chanan Rabbi Yechon Hambali Malach in Mayan Life V'lo Oyd El Hashem Pirish Zimri V'Hargil Pinchas Nariyolav." So if Zimri would be Pirish and stop doing Avera, and then Pinchas kills him, Pinchas would be Nari because he's no longer has a heter to kill him. And Nepach Zimri V'Hargil Pinchas Ein Nariyolav Shavrei Defun. If Zimri went ahead and he killed Pinchas, Zimri will not be killed because he has the right to kill Pinchas because Pinchas is a Raidif. So the Achanim Esek Asha, Blazer, Moshe Horvitz, and others, a very Geshmak of Kasha, that what's the Heter? Why is this true? Why is it true that Zimri is not Nerg if he kills Pinchas? Because Pinchas is a Raidif. It's true that Pinchas is a Raidif, but there's a din of Yochel and Silabech Meivar. The Gemara says earlier in Daf Ayin Daled that wherever you could stop the Radifa by doing something other than killing, then there's no Heter to kill him. If Lamashal you can injure one of his Eivarim and stop it that way, then you're not allowed to kill him. So over here, it is Yochel Atzil Bechem Mevar because it could be Pirish. If he's Pirish from Navera, Ein Lecha Yochel Atzil Bechem Mevar B'Galdom Izeb, because once he's Pirish, Pinchas can't kill him, so he could stop the Radifa by being Pirish. What does that have to kill Pinchas? The fact that he could be Pirish should be considered Yochel Atzil Bechem Mevar, but Mele has no Heter to kill him. If he kills him, he should be Chai for killing him. That's the Kasha L'Achayim. And I was thinking that maybe you could answer this LP, something that the Sefri says. And really, the Gemara in Amud Beis says something came this. The Sefri says that a Malach came, a Nes happened, and he was Madbik, Kazbi, and Zimri together, that he was not able to be Pirish. Gemara Bayah says that it was one of the Nisim that was not able to be Pirish. So there was a special Nes over here that he should not be able to be Pirish. So that wasn't an option. There is no option of Yochel Atzil Bechem Varov because he couldn't have been Pirish. And Mimela, once he does not have that Eitzah, he was talking about to kill him because he's a Raidif and there's no other way to stop the Radifa. The problem is that might help in our Gemara, but the Rambam passes this halacha. The Rambam in Yisrael Bia, Perikid Beis Halacha, hey, brings this halacha that if Napach Habayel and Hargila Kanai, he's not Nerag Halav. And over there, Lechar, you don't have that Nes. And he's talking about a standard case, a regular case. Lechar, Hadikush Ladukta, what's that there to kill him? Lechar, he could be Pirish, and that should be considered Yochel Atzilav Echem Eivarav. So I was thinking in the Rambam, maybe you could answer LP the Aside Hayadua from the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Chayv Mazik, the Mishnah Melech in Perikas Halacha Yud. Is mechadish that this that we say that if Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivarav he's Nargalov, that's Dafka, a third party who comes to stop the Radifa. But the Nirdaf himself, the one who's being Nirdaf, on him we don't say that Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivarav. He has no Chiyav Atzil Bechem Eivarav because he's Bahu, he's very nervous and he's agitated, he doesn't have the Yishuv Adas to go ahead and to be Matzil Bechem Eivarav. So by him there is no din of Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivarav and he's allowed to kill him even though it is Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivarav. So maybe Lefi that, or Bimi Yoshev, this would be a right to the Mishnah Melech that there's no Taina and Zimri that he should have been Pirish to be Matzil Bechem Eivarav because being that he's the Nirdaf himself, and the Nirdaf Atzmai, we don't say Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivarav, and that's why he would not be Nargalov if he killed Pinchas, even though he could technically be Pirish and stop the Radifa in that way.